What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Rodney Olsen here, ready to chat to Jill Bonanno. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Rodney. How are you today?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. You're looking very sprightly, actually.
Sprightly.
Yes. You always look really attractive with those headphones on. I think it's a good look for you.
Well, thank you.
I think you should wear them outside of the studio as well.
Okay.
Yeah, very nice.
I'll build them into a hat. So when I'm going out in the sun, a hat with headphones.
With headphones.
I think it could work.
Yeah, I think it will. Now, listen, can I join in yesterday's conversation? I was having a good old laugh about with you and Kathy. KMC, as I like to call her. Cobblers McLeod. Yes, about your pet names.
Yes.
That was making me laugh. That was really good. And
good.
I thought, can I join in, please?
Well, go on.
I need to tell you, because as I've shared with our listeners, mm-hmm. we have a new puppy, and his name is Duck, because he's short and he waddles a bit. There's two reasons: Duck's disease and he waddles. And so we call him Duck, but because he's a puppy, we call him Papa and all of those sorts of names, and Chucky, and we seem to have a bird theme going with him, you know.
Yeah.
When he does something wrong, he's a turkey. So, yeah, that's good. But then I wanted to tell you about our fish as well. Do you know about the fish that I decided I was going to liven up my office and put a fish on the desk?
Yeah, but liven wasn't the word.
Well, yeah, the first fish was Neil. And I thought that was a good name for a fish. And then we thought, oh, Neil, of course, Neil Finn. Crowded house. Fish, Finn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he didn't last too long because, unfortunately, he was next to the lolly jar. And so we had a few accidents with him having lollies in his aquarium of doom, as we came to call. We had a pet name for the fish tank as well, the aquarium of doom. Then we had subsequent fish in there, and it was Ash Wright's decision to call the next fish Mark, because if he didn't last, then we would have Mark 2 and Mark 3, Mark 4, and go on from there. And now that fish tank is at my house, holding a variety of candles and things like that.
Because
it didn't quite work.
How many marks did you get up to?
I think we got about 4. Yeah, so
it took you 4 and Neil to realise
that probably it's not the place. I don't know. But, yeah, it was a little bit sad, really. But then we found out why they weren't lasting. I thought it might have been that the office environment was, you know, like banging on the desk and all that stuff. But we found out that we were just a bit too clean. We cleaned the bowl out too much. So if anyone's out there and they're losing fish and they're a real clean freak, it's because you just need to top the water up and you don't really need to scour the bowl every week or anything like that. So there we go. Yeah.
So now we know. That's very good.
Yes.
So there's a tip for simply living right at the start.
There. Yeah. And that will save you work too, because you don't have to clean the fish tank as much as you thought you had to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just liked it nice and gleaming and thought, oh, this fish will have lovely clean water to swim around in. But no, they don't.
And do you know, there was a 15-year-old school student recently who proved that goldfish do have a memory longer than, is it 3 or 6 seconds that they say? Their memory does last longer than that. In fact, he did tests that prove up to and probably beyond around about 6 days that fish will have a memory. He used all sorts of testing, which I won't go into. But I kind of knew that, because every time in the morning when you walk past the big fish tank out in the foyer here at Sunshine FM, the fish will rush towards any human figure because they think we're going to get fed.
Yes.
Once they're fed, they don't do that anymore for the rest of the day.
That's right. So they must remember that person means food.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Enough of that.
That's good.
We're going to talk about routines.
That was really fun. Yes, we are going to talk about routines. And I'm hoping that no one was sitting at home watching their favourite TV show last week feeling guilty about it. So, please, don't feel guilty if you do watch TV. I just thought that we might get into a bit of practical stuff about... So it's February, and I don't know if anybody made New Year's resolutions or if they're feeling all of a sudden, you know, children are back at school and the year is well and truly started. Are you starting to feel under it again? Have you really recovered from the holidays, from Christmas, from, you know, have you still got the Christmas tree up or any Christmas lights still might be hanging around anywhere? And that can happen, and it can start to, the year can start to cave in on you again at this point. And I thought maybe this is a time to say, well, look, let's just organise ourselves a little bit. And it's not really complicated. It sounds complicated. And I've just remembered I've left my cards in my office. I'll go and get them next break. But what we need to do is probably by this time, if your children are involved in sporting events or, you know, things with school, or you've set yourself up, normally things are underway now. If you go to church and you've got your regular meetings that happen every week, you might have a home group, or if you're in a, you know, if you're in some sort of an organisation, they will have started their weekly meetings, all that sort of stuff. So you've actually started to get a routine together by this time of the year, because things start to get underway. So what you need to do is establish your regular commitments. So because these have all been set up, you might have appointments that you have to meet with someone every week, regular meetings, children's sports activities, anything to do with, you know, you might go in and do reading with the children at school once a week, things like that. So establish what those are. You need to be able to sit down and start to make some lists of these things. And the first list is your regular commitments, because they're not going to change. Those are things that you don't want them to catch you by surprise every week. And sometimes they do, and you're not prepared for them. But if you have these listed, then you can understand as well, boy, I do have a few things, and it will help you to say no to something if something else comes along.
Okay, so the starting point is to list out those regular things, and what we're talking about is not sort of overdoing the routine so that there's no room for spontaneity.
Yes.
You still want room for that, but you need to have some sort of routine. Now, you mentioned that you use cards. We'll go into that a little bit
later,
in a moment.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's just say we're starting out, we've got our list of things. How do we then make sure that we get that into routine? We want to get some listener input this morning. If you would like to get in touch with us, mornings@sunshinefm.ws, mornings@sunshinefm.ws. Use that email address to shoot us an email, or if you're using Microsoft Messenger, you might like to shoot us a message using that. We'd love to hear from you. Or give us a call, 94841985. You don't have to go into a lot of detail. It might be just a case of, well, we put everyone's appointments on a whiteboard, or we use, you know, a calendar on the fridge, whatever it might be. Even if you've got a simple tip that you'd like to share with us this morning, love to hear from you. 94841985. Rodney Olsen here, chatting to Jill Bonanno. It's our Simply Living segment on Friday morning, and we're trying to simplify things by putting a routine together. And the idea is not to have everything so structured that there's no spontaneity. And I guess the other thing too, Jill, is that when we have a routine and then we find that, you know, something runs over time and so it mucks up the routine, we can feel, oh, it's all too hard, and just chuck it in. So we've got to find a way that suits us, that is not going to make us feel constricted, but is actually going to help us. And that's the thing with so much of life. We can say, okay, I need this, I need a routine here, or whatever it might be. And that can become our master, and we start to serve the routine rather than the routine serving us.
Yeah. I think the thing is, though, with the routine is that it does actually give you a sense of empowerment over your time. And if you have some, if you have it in your head that these are the things that I'm going to get done every day, and these are the things that need to happen every week, there is actually a freedom within that to say, well, look, because I'm going to do this particular job every day, if something comes up, like someone's come to visit or whatever, and I miss it today, that's okay, I'm going to do it tomorrow anyway. So those are the freedoms within some sort of a structure. And I think that's the beauty of having a solid structure, is that there is freedom to move within that. So, yes, don't serve the routine. It's there to serve you. It's there to give you a sense of freedom and control over your life.
Talk to me about cards. How do you use cards to organise your routine?
Well, you can play Snap. You can
wrong
those
cards.
Oh, right. Yeah. I've got some. I've got these cards, and I didn't measure them, so I meant to measure them so that I could tell you how big they are. But you can get them at any news agents, and you can get the little ones. They're like file cards. They're called file cards.
Yep.
They've just got blue lines on them. The ones that I've got are bigger ones, because these are serious cards. So two of them would make up a A4 piece of paper. So if you put one on top of the other, it would be the size of an A4 piece of paper. So that's how big they are.
We're talking A5.
Is that what size they are?
Mm.
There you go, A5. But they're ruled lengthways, not widthways.
Okay,
yes.
Just...
Okay, right. Just so that you know what you're looking for. Don't get all technical on me, Roddy. Okay,
I don't think I was the one being technical there.
Sorry.
I tried to simplify it, remember? Just simplify. A5 cards. Simplify. That's all I said.
So if you go into your local news agents, you will see them there. They're not real expensive, but they're really handy to have, actually. They're even good to have if you wanted to make up. I'm sidelining here, but
no.
No one like me. But they're good to have even if you want to use them instead of an address book, because you know with an address book you have people that move and you've got big scribbles out and it's a big mess and you have to change it all the time. If you've got cards for people's addresses and where they live, then if they move, you can just chuck the card and get another one. Or you can recycle it and do something like that, if you're that way inclined, sorry. But yeah, and that's a good idea. And the other thing that you can do on those cards is, because each person has a card to themselves, I would probably use the smaller ones for address book type things or address file. The other thing you can do is put the names of children, you can put birth dates on there, anything that interests you. It might be someone that comes around and you want to put what they have in their coffee, you know, they have a white coffee with two sugars, or, and that's really good to have as a memory for people that come to visit. You can use that as your address book as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So how do you use them
Isn't
for
that
your
a good
routine?
Idea? Routine. Okay. Now, this is going to sound complicated when I'm telling you. I know that this is going to come over really complicated, but I've brought some in to show Rodney, listeners, so that he can see and reassure you it's really simple. It's not that difficult. Okay, so if you need to listen to this a couple of times to sort of understand, or you can give me a ring and ask me about it if you like. Okay, so what you do is, first of all, you make your lists, and from your lists, you transfer the information to your cards, okay? So your list has started with your what your regular meetings and regular commitments and appointments and things like that are. Then you need to find out what you do every day. What are the things that you want to do every day? These are dailies. I call these dailies, mm-hmm. All right? So it might be that every day, obviously, you've got to do your dishes. So write dishes in there. You've got to prepare your dinner. You might want to sweep your kitchen every day. You might want to wipe down your bathroom and toilet every day. You may not want to do those every day. It's your life, your list. Do the things, write down the things that you would like to achieve every day just to keep the place looking spick and span. It might be clean down the kitchen bench. You know, just things that you, little jobs that you want to get, daily chores. Write down a list of those. And I would suggest in that daily thing, put down some time for exercise, even if it's just 15 minutes. And that way you've scheduled it into your day and you can feel on top of things, you see.
And all I suppose we've got to realise too that we're not going to say, okay, in a perfect world, these are the things I would do every day, because we might end up with about 25 hours worth of stuff without sleeping. We need to at least look at the sort of things that we're doing at the moment, but wanting to get them in more of a structure. Once that's organised and that routine is running, then we might find that we do have that extra time and then we can add things in. But
that's right.
You don't want to start by saying, well, I don't...
I want to scrub the floors every day, you know?
Or I want to find time, you know, I would like to be the sort of person that reads for 2 hours a day. Yeah. I'd like to be the sort of
too.
Person that... You know, and we can add all these things in. These are the daily things, but we need
it's
to be realistic
happen.
And start with the sorts of things that we're doing at the moment anyway, put them into a better routine, and then we might find that we can add those things in later rather than, you know, setting up a routine which is unrealistic and then suddenly we find it doesn't work and again we just throw the whole thing out.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, just put things in there like make the bed, because it's always nice to go into your bedroom and there's a nice made bed. My teenage sons wouldn't tell you that. They think it's much more comfortable to get into a messy bed. But you know, just things like make the bed, just things that you're already doing anyway, put that into your list of things, because that way you're not feeling like there are extra things as well as. I'm talking really basic stuff here, and that way you are actually scheduling them into your day and you're thinking, boy, I achieve a lot of stuff. So these are just basic things. They're your daily tasks. Okay, then you can actually write down, I'm talking lots of lists here, okay? So they're your daily ones. Think about what your daily routine is and write those things down. Then you might have a bi-weekly routine. You might put your washing, your ironing and your folding. You might do that twice a week. You might do it on a Wednesday and a Saturday, say, and Saturday's sheets day. And do you know what I mean? Those are the sort of things that you would put down on your bi-weekly things. Then you put down a list of weekly things that you'd like to get done, and that may be change your sheets, mop the floors, do your bookkeeping. You might want to set aside a day a week to do pay the bills and keep all that sort of stuff. Then you do your fortnightly stuff, and you might put cobwebbing in there. These are just suggestions. You know, you may want to do your cobwebbing once a year. I don't know. But these are just suggestions that I'm making. So, you know, fortnightly things that you might want to do, get done, cobwebbing, say, okay. Then there are monthly jobs that you want to get done. Maybe you'll want to clean your fridge once a month or clean your oven once a month or those sorts of jobs. They're just the monthly jobs that you're going to get done. So you're not going through your days every day thinking, oh, I've got to get that fridge cleaned. Oh, I've got to get that oven cleaned. Oh, I've got to do this thing. And it's just a weight on you all the time thinking that it has to be done. If you've actually scheduled it in, then you know you're going to do it and it's not, and you're not sapping your energy thinking about how you have to get it done and not knowing when you're going to do it. Does that make sense?
It does. So these are the things we need to first of all get the list down, yep. And then we can move it to, in your case it's cards, but for other people they might want to do something on computer or on a whiteboard. It's going to take a very big whiteboard, but maybe on a calendar, yeah. or a desk calendar or a calendar up on the wall or the fridge or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
We'd love to get your input too. What do you do to try and get some sort of a routine going, especially if you've got kids in the family and you're finding that it's difficult to get everyone to work together? Maybe you've got a special way that you have a routine going. Do you make up perhaps a plan for each child and they know what their routine is so that they follow through that so you can get on with yours? And how does it work at your place? Is there a way that you get some sort of structure in there which you can still have spontaneity, but you've got some sort of structure that you can loosely stick to that makes things go a little bit smoother? We'd love to hear from you. mornings@sunshinefm.ws is the email address. You can use that for email or for Microsoft Messenger, or give us a call. Love to chat to you about it. It might be just a very simple tip that has really helped you to get things in order. Give us a call, 94841985. 94841985. Rodney Olson here with Jill Bonanno. It's our Simply Living program and we're talking about keeping routine. Enyo, you wanted to make a comment about old age and breaking routine.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Jill.
Hello, how are you going, Enyo?
People that, when you do routine, you need a break from it. Like, people go on holidays and then you charge up the batteries. Also, when you get past 70, 80 or 90, you can't keep up the routine, Jill.
Well, look, when you're 90, I think the routine would be get out of bed, have breakfast, walk around.
I think that's what Enyo's saying is so true. We need to make sure that the routine that we have at any time is going to suit exactly where we are in life.
Absolutely.
And that's why we need to, perhaps whether it's once a year or whatever, we need to adjust that. Now, someone who does sort of put in some of those breaks and things like that in their routine is Sarah. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Oh, good morning, Rodney.
Now, you were telling me that you do schedule things like a bit of a break from routine, don't you?
Well, I'm doing that this year, so it's the first time. But as Jill said, you know, trying to get some freedom with control. And so I've put up a yearly planner in our study at home, and I've scheduled in a school holiday trip. A trip away with my husband, and then also I'd like to go to a conference this year, so I've scheduled that in, so that'll be me time.
That's excellent. That's really good, isn't it? Because you have actually prepared for it. You know that it's coming. It's not something that you're just going to be thinking that you should do. It's actually there as part of your life now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, you've got to have something to look forward to through the year, and I don't want to have another year where I look back and go, where did that year go to? And what have I done?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't know, whenever it comes to school holidays, I'm scrambling around, we haven't planned anything.
Yeah.
And
it's always with the best of intentions that you do get to the holidays, but yeah, you've actually done it.
Yes.
Already, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well done. Yeah, look, really appreciate that. Thank you. And the other thing is too, when you put it all on a yearly planner, at the end of the year, you can look at the planner and go, look what we've done this year.
Yes.
What a fantastic year. Yeah.
Yes. And also, because I think as your family gets bigger, I mean, I've got two little kids, You know, you do have to take into account their needs as well.
Yeah.
And sometimes as a mother, your needs then get squashed at the bottom of the list. So this way, we can try and please everyone.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, good on you. Thank you. And let us know at the end of the year if it worked properly for you too. Thank you.
Thanks for a great show.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks. Bye. Good to talk to you this morning. And we also have you, Shona, on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, you've got some ideas or a tip about keeping organised?
It was my husband's idea, actually, because I started back at work last year, and we have still one child at home. He's 15 this year. And so what was happening was, you know, my husband's going to work, someone's going to school, and I was going to work, and the part of the washing up that doesn't go into the dishwasher, so the large pots and the sort of wooden things and stuff, I would end up doing those and cooking. And my husband said to me, well, you know, if we're really, you know, going to think about you well as part of the family too, he said, I think we should all be doing that. And so he got a little magnet and he put our initials at the top of the whiteboard that we've got in the kitchen on the wall. And so whoever the magnet, you know, we take it in turns, whoever's got the magnet under their initial, it's their job to do that, and it frees the other two people up. And then if you don't do it, it just builds up until the next day. And so I guess that he was saying the sweetener is that if you do it the first night, you've just got maybe one pot and a couple of utensils, and then you can get on with what you want to do. And so at first I was resistant to it myself, because having done a lot of stuff, it was hard to let go. And I didn't like having stuff sitting on the sink, particularly if people came around. But I have actually let go of that, and it's actually working quite well now. My son's was resistant too, and he's gotten into it more and more. So then he notices it's his turn, he just does it straight away. And yeah, it's worked out really well, and in fact it's not an issue anymore, and we just kind of move on and get on with things through the evening, and what seemed to be sort of a chore has turned into nothing much because it's being shared across the household. And
yeah, that's such a good idea. I'm sure that there are a few listeners that are wondering if your husband's got a brother or that they can have. Yeah,
only two sisters.
That is such a good idea, and it's so nice when it's your husband that thought of the idea. Brilliant.
Well, he was my full-time carer. I was ill for a long time, and he is just a sweet, sweet person, and he's really thoughtful. So I'm really just really fortunate to have found him in my life, actually.
That's terrific. And it sounds like your son has learned a new skill, but also has understood the basics of it now. And I suppose when you first start something like that, it's not going to happen every day. It is actually persevering and getting into the routine of it, isn't it?
And it's getting over that thing of appearances, you know, because people would come to the house and I'd think, oh my God, there's dishes on the sink. And, you know, whose turn is it? It's Gabriel's turn.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder whose turn it is. Mm. Yes. No, that's.
You do get over that.
Yeah. That's, and it is worth doing it, isn't it? It's worth a little bit of pain at the beginning to be able to get them to realise their responsibilities. Fantastic.
Absolutely. And now we just all kind of have this extra time.
Yeah.
We've got extra time to go and do other things in the evening because it's just not taking that much time anymore.
Yeah. Do you know what? I really appreciate that you've rung up about this too. Thanks, Shoshana, because those sorts of things can seem like such a minor thing, and it's easy for you to just say, you know what, I'll just do it myself, and then it's out of the way.
Yeah.
And it is something that you've really got to make a decision about and stick with. So I do, and it can seem like a minor thing, but when you actually do have it under control, it makes such a big difference.
It does. And the other important thing is that I'm not wasting time feeling resentful.
Yes.
Which is the point my husband was getting at in the beginning. He said, you shouldn't have to do it always.
Yeah.
You know, you do the cooking and, you know, and so sometimes they do the cooking as well. And, yeah, it is more like a shared house kind of thing rather than the mother does everything.
Having to do everything. Yeah, good on you.
The mother does everything.
Yeah. Yeah, well done. Thanks so much for ringing.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for the talk back. It's great.
Thanks.
Thank you. Good to hear from you this morning. We also had a call from Kylie. Kylie wasn't able to stay on the line. She's just had to head out. But she had a great idea because I mentioned, you know, getting a routine for your kids so that they can, you know, follow along their routine. If you do have children, she suggests, especially for the younger
little
children,
ones,
is using visuals for them, like putting up photos or stickers to show them the things that need to be done.
Yep.
I reckon that's a great idea.
There's a
number of ways you could do it. I mean, even if they have a bit of paper with those photos on the back of their door and they know that these are the things that I need to do today. If there's a photo of their bed, oh, I need to make that, I need to... And they can check through them even, you know, at that young age and take part
training.
In the family.
Yeah. It's such a good time to start training. The little ones, and that's the way you can do it. If they can't read, well, they can always know what a picture means, and you can tell them if not. And, you know, they can help make it up themselves. They can help make up the little graphic thing themselves and all the visual stuff, and then they've had a part in that as well. So they're understanding as they're making it what it's for and how they're going to use it. I think that's a terrific idea. Speaking about little ones, I meant to mention this morning, I'm actually going to go and talk to a MOPS group next Tuesday. They've asked me
to. What's MOPS?
MOPS is Mothers of Preschoolers.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a good name? I like
it
that.
It is.
And, so that's in South Perth Church of Christ. And that's Tuesday morning. I'm going to go and talk to them about simply living child style.
Okay. So that's this coming Tuesday morning.
Yeah,
what time does it get underway?
It gets underway at, what time am I going to be there? 10. I think. Oh, Jodie, I'm sorry if I got that wrong. But yeah, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So if you're a mother of a preschooler and you'd like to catch up with Jill and get her first-hand knowledge on simply living, then head along there, South Perth Church of Christ, this coming Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
You might like to ring South Perth Church of Christ and just ask them
the details.
The
right time. I think, I mean, that's the time that I have to get there. But
so that even if Jill doesn't turn up on time, you can.
And make me a cup of tea while you're there, would you please?
Yeah. Okay, Jill, there's obviously a lot more that we can say on this topic, and we'll continue because we got halfway through your card's idea. Other people have other ideas, and that's what we like, to be able to mix those ideas and find something that works for us, because there's nothing worse than trying to live by the way
somebody else's people
do it.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're trying to find ways that work for us all. Thank you so much. We'll catch up with you this time
next week. See you then.
Bye.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.